Here's another outside the box, taking nothing for granted. Today's topic is question reality. This is the final outside the box in the series of question something bumper stickers. Let's finish with an overall questioning, symbolized by bumper stickers that say, question everything, or our focus today, question reality. One of my favorite quotes is, do not adjust your mind. There is fault in reality. In other words, your thinking is fine. It's the world and what's considered normal or acceptable that's out of whack. There's even a film called There Is a Fault in Reality. It documents the life of three people who have schizophrenia. Many with schizophrenia do have different states of reality from the so-called normal society. Some schizophrenics can be incredibly creative and productive. Jack Kerouac and Vincent van Gogh, for example. Their realities are different, but judging them to be better or worse is in the eye of the beholder. But questioning reality is much more than a mental health discussion. Is our current list of realities too limited? Is it hard to think and act outside the box of acceptability? Reality is limited to, according to one definition, a, quote, state of things as they actually exist, rather than as they may appear or might be imagined, end quote. So we're stuck pretty much with the status quo, not what we might like or wish for. Of course, we should question reality if the status quo ain't working. Look at what so-called normal or reality has gotten us over the years and centuries. Some good things like community radio, and some bad things like war and injustice. Reality has its place, but it's not what we should always fall back on. Reality is usually contrasted with wild thoughts and ideas, fictions, false hopes, and even delusions. But the opposite of reality can also be better mousetraps, visionary dreams, and utopian ideas that haven't yet been realized. Putting humans on the moon seemed impossible through the 1950s. Radio, personal computers, and lots of other technological changes most of us think we can't live without today were just pipe dreams 100 years ago. We've achieved physical and mental accomplishments deemed unattainable in the past because some questioned that current reality. Personally, I'd rather not be realistic, since we don't need to be limited to the way things are supposed to be. That's why I try to question reality whenever possible. How and when do you question reality? I'm Larry Danziger, always looking for something better than today's reality.